neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The chapter of the king, it says, when the king has been appointed, v'haya cheshivto al kiseh malchuto, when he starts his kingdom, then there are laws that he has to follow. So first question that is asked, what's the difference between Beshifto and Cheshifto? Beshifto, that means when he takes place in his throne. Beshifto. But it says Vehaya Cheshifto, it's like likeness. You understand the difference? Beshifto and Cheshifto. Why Tata Hoshai is commanding him when he appoints in a way that it seems like it's not stable. Beshifto rather than Cheshifto rather than Beshifto. Why? What does Cheshifto sounds like? Anytime that we have Chaf that attaches to a verb, what does it present? Kemo. What does kemo means? Likeness. Right. So when he says Vehaya Cheshifto, that means just like. What does it mean just like? Did you listen to the parasha last week? Yes? Vehaya Cheshifto al kise mamlachto. What does it mean? What does it mean? Say, Beshifto. When he is appointed for the kingdom, that, you know, all the laws that he has to follow. Yes? Why? What is the attitude of the king when he's appointed as a king?
He's a ruler. He has to follow, so everybody follows.
Sitting on the throne.
No, what do the king, like president, let's say, when they're just about to be candidate or there is an election, how do they act? They say, anything you want, I'll do for you. Right? Yes. They give you promises, and they're nice, they smile, say, I provide everything for you. And what happens when they become a president? Say, who is this guy? So now here it says Vehaya Cheshifto. So the king, Chas v'Shalom, he cannot pretend that he is kind and he is nice and he will do everything for you. And then all of a sudden he becomes a king, and then he becomes the controller, a ruler. He becomes harsh. So here's the verse that says a Jewish king always have to have in mind Vehaya Cheshifto. The same way that in the beginning he was appointed as a king, he has to follow in the same manner. Not all of a sudden 180 degrees will change. See what a beautiful message it is. So now from here they learn the command has been said like this. Som tasim alecha melech. What does it mean? Som tasim alecha. You should have said that, first of all, yes, it has been emphasized. Som tasim. She said tasim or tifhar. You have to choose or appoint. So here, what Hashem is teaching us is not that the subject of the king about the king of Israel. Here it says, Som Tasim Alecha on you, on yourself. Som Tasim Alecha Melech. What does it mean? The same way that the Melech, when he's appointed as a king, he has to be honest attitude. He should not let the Ge'ava will make him that he pretends that he's going to do good things, he's going to be kind to people, and all of a sudden he will change 180 degrees. The same way we som tasim alecha, the exact mentality that melech must have. What does it mean? People act differently when they're comfortable, they're blessed, they're fortunate, rather than they're under pressure. Is that true?
True.
Yes. Yes. He says, marbe nechasim, marbe. What does it mean? Marbe nechasim, marbe de'aga. What does it mean? The more you have, then you become more worried. The more you have, the more you under stress. So we have alcoholic, the type of people that they become worryholic. Just like alcoholic, they constantly, they worry. No, because the Mishnah is teaching us, that's how it is. It goes together, it's a package deal. You cannot have part of it, and then the other part doesn't exist. It doesn't work. But not only that, when it says, marbe nechasim, marbe de'aga, let's say you're happy. When people see you, what type of feeling they get from you? Whatever feeling they get. Let's say you're smiling. When you see people, how do they act towards you?
They're smart.
Like, Chas v'Shalom, if you're achmur, when people see you, what happens?
Bitter.
Yeah. When you're sour face, when people look at you, what happens?
Same thing.
When you worry, when people see you, what happens?
Same thing.
So now here, they learn that any attitude that you have becomes contagious. So when he says, Ma ben hasim, ma vede aga, doesn't only apply to you. That means when you have marbe nechasim, you have lots of berachot, and then you come worry, then everybody around you becomes
worry. So what does it mean a lot? What is the definition of a lot?
Because when Hashem gives you and you feel that you made it happen, you were so keen, so sharp, you know how to do business, and then Hashem says, it seems like you don't need me. You don't need a partner, so you can do it yourself. And then all of a sudden you see, everything crashes.
And then you worry.
Why? Because when you feel this nechasim, this blessing you gain, then the diaga comes about. Why? Because you try to make it go on, happen. And then you forget about the Baruch Hu Olam, that he is the one that is in charge.
The definition is that you are not the boss. You are
the exactly. Yeah, not the boss. Yeah, Rabbi Ben Shapiro, he's a story. Somebody went for a walk, and then he got lost, and then he ended up to the jungle. And then he happened to see a very hungry lion is coming toward him. Yeah, we'll get to it. So now, he says, he looks at the lion, says Hashem Yerachem, Anna Hashem Ushiana is not going to work here. So he had a staff. He had a cane in his hand. He said, what I'm going to do? So he pointed at the lion. So maybe this way we'll scare him. So happened to be a hunter on the top of the tree. He sees in a minute or two, this guy is going to be a big logme for the lion. He's gonna make him a sandwich. So he takes his rifle and shoots at the lion. At the same time, he's pointing at the lion. And all of a sudden, he sees the lion is dead on the ground. So, wow, look at this. So he starts kissing his staff and dancing with it. He says, oh, look at this. what my son did. Yeah, kill the lion. So Rabbi Meshach explains that's how it is. We go out there, you know, we try to make parnasah, and many times we forget, you know, we're pointing at the lion, a dry stick of wood can kill a lion, can it?
No.
But the hunter up there, you know, is taking care of you, and, you know, got rid of the lion, but you don't think about this. That's how it is. Because for us it's very hard to understand. There's somebody there that he runs everything. And that's why the Mishnah says, Marbe Nechatsim, then what brings about very, very terrible stress. They are good. And that's why here, Som Tasim Alecha Melech Ha Keshifto. What does Keshifto mean? That means at the point that he was appointed, he was a nice, kind king. You know, he was Baal Hesed. He wanted to be take care of people. But when he became a king, he forgot about everything. The Ge'ava, the ego, made him a different person. And that's how it is to us. As we have to be ma'amin, that whatever takes place, Ribono Shel Olam is in charge. As in few minutes, when you go through the end of the tefillah, after Aleinu, the 13 point of belief that we have to always remind ourselves, Hashbaruch Hu Matzoi or Mashkiach. He's the one that is in charge. Hashem is Akeno, the Bezat Hashem, always. Have Emunah Shelema, Bitachon, to Ribono Shel Olam. ברוך הוא, יזכה כל עם ישראל בספר חיים טובים, פרנסה טובה, עד בלי די, בעזרת השם.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.